From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. For the third straight day, U.S. Army forces have rolled into Baghdad. This time, though, they appear ready to stay. U.S. troops now occupy key ground in the heart of the city, including a parade grounds where Saddam Hussein reviewed troops. According to reporters in the city, also a major presidential palace. Opposition from the Iraqi Republican Guard appears to have collapsed, but the army still faces resistance from the Special Republican Guard, as well as from militia forces using guerrilla tactics. NPR's Eric Westervelt is traveling with a battalion of the 3rd Infantry Division and has this report from Baghdad.
On Saturday, Charlie Company of the 315th Mechanized Infantry was out in front as U.S. forces made a limited in-and-out run into southern Baghdad. Last night, the order came that in just a few hours, the company once again would be a lead element in a bigger push, this time one into the center of Baghdad. Last night, Charlie Company Captain Larry Burris briefed his platoon commanders inside a run-down vacant warehouse in southern Baghdad.
Going to move at 15 clicks an hour up this route, just like we did yesterday, all the way through here, up to here. Once we get up in here, guys, we got to be as tight as we can in this area. All right, nothing is getting near our vehicles. Nothing.
Leaving the briefing, one officer said, "Personally, I think it's too soon for this kind of ballsy attack." But he said after a pause, "I guess we're going in." After combat engineers easily cleared an anti-tank minefield the Iraqis had placed in the highway overnight, the 3rd Infantry Division's 2nd Brigade moved out as part of a wider, coordinated attack. The 2nd Brigade's Battalion Task Force 164 fought its way into central Baghdad, taking heavy mortar, small arms, and RPG fire. 164 now controls Zawra Park, which includes Saddam Hussein's parade grounds and review stand. The park area includes the Iraqi Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, and it sits near the Baghdad Zoo and an amusement park where some Iraqi soldiers are holed up. A 2nd Battalion Task Force from the 3rd Infantry Division moves slightly eastward, attacking two of Saddam Hussein's presidential palaces. They then linked back up with 164 to create a defensive cordon in downtown Baghdad. While taking mortar fire, 164 Commander Eric Schwartz was asked by someone higher up to take out a statue of Saddam Hussein in a move tailored for the cameras of embedded U.S. media.
What do you mean, a large statue? There's one with him on a horse down here, over. Yeah, I think he wants to shoot it, and I think they want everybody to see it nationally, worldwide, if you know what I mean.
Near the park, several pieces of heavy fighting equipment of the Iraqi Republican Guard, tanks, artillery, and troop carriers, sat unoccupied. The U.S. believes the Republican Guard is now combat ineffective, but U.S. forces continue to face stiff resistance from the Special Republican Guard, Ba'ath Party militia, and scores of fighters from Saddam Hussein's numerous and multi-layered security services. While the U.S. wants to avoid getting bogged down in urban fighting, it's clear soldiers such as First Lieutenant Brian Shadlack are bracing for the possibility of a long fight.
As we get into Baghdad, we're facing a lot of paramilitary and just stray gunfire from rooftops, RPGs as the tanks roll into towns. It's definitely not a fun environment for anybody.
And it's kind of guerrilla-style tactics that you guys don't necessarily always train for.
It's hard to train for this kind of stuff. I mean, this basically, from what I see, it's just leaderless armies out there. Hard to tell who's friendly, who's the enemy sometimes.
Today, a man in civilian clothes packed with explosives tried unsuccessfully to blow up one of the Abrams tanks that entered Baghdad. U.S. Army commanders on the ground here say the armored troops will hold and expand their ground in the city. The Iraqis now are clearly trying to cut American resupply lines into the area and trap the U.S. troops. Irregular Iraqi forces successfully ambushed one convoy today, destroying a fuel tanker and an ammunition truck. Two U.S. soldiers were killed in that assault. But late today, U.S. forces reinforced their main route into the city and continued to secure key intersections and overpasses along the northward path into Baghdad. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, with Task Force 164's Combat Command Post in southern Baghdad.